right now, let's turn to former U.S. Senator George Lemieux, who you can follow on Twitter at George_Lemieux. George, thanks so much for joining us once again this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let me start with the meeting that took place this weekend here in South Florida. Top Republicans met at Mar-a-Lago with former President Trump, who gave a speech. It was basically, you know, the greatest hits, not a whole lot new there. But this idea that he proposed that Trumpism is the only future for the Republican Party, do you agree with that?
Well, I think the future of the Republican Party are people like Ron DeSantis, who President Trump supports, but who is a new generation of leader and who's done a great job running the state over the past, I guess, 3 years now, and I think is the future of the party. I mean, if you look at Ron DeSantis and all the accomplishments he's had in Florida, kind of balancing, I think, in the best way possible, safety and freedom during this difficult time, Ron's 42 years old. To me, that's the future of the party. We've elected a 78-year-old president. Donald Trump's 74. If he were to run again, he'd be 78. I think America traditionally has turned to younger leaders. There are some exceptions like Biden and Trump and Reagan, but a lot of times we elect presidents, especially in recent times, who are in their 40s and 50s. So I think look for Ron DeSantis to be the future of the Republican Party.
And speaking of Governor DeSantis, this debate over vaccine passports that has taken place recently. What are your thoughts on them? Governor DeSantis has spoken out and taken action with an executive order banning them here in Florida, but you also have some industries like the cruise industry, which he wants to get up and running again, who may look to them to reopen and resume operations. Where do you stand on that?
Well, to me, I think he's exactly right on passports. The idea that, you know, an American, that everywhere we go, we would have to bring our papers with us is offensive to our notions of freedom. I mean, you go to Publix, go to a restaurant, go to work, go to a movie theater, go to a ballpark, everywhere you go, show me your papers. That's not who we are as Americans. And during this pandemic, we gave up a lot of rights in order to protect our safety. But now that we're getting, at least it looks like we're getting real progress against the pandemic, we need to start erring again on the side of freedom. You know, if it's international travel and someone's going to require you to have a vaccine to travel internationally, I guess I could stomach that. But domestically, when you're doing things here as a regular American, the idea that you have to show your papers is certainly offensive and should not be allowed.
And then one other item I want to touch on with you, and again, I'm joined by former U.S. Senator George Lemieux. You can follow him on Twitter at George_Lemieux. This infrastructure proposal that President Biden has put forward, there's going to be a meeting today with Republicans and Democrats in the White House. Do you think there's a deal to be reached there? Should both sides look to maybe come in at a more targeted, maybe a smaller overall proposal, but still strive to get something done on infrastructure?
I think in a normal world, there's a deal to be had. But now that the Senate parliamentarian has said that the Senate Democrats can use a process called budget reconciliation again to pass this infrastructure bill, which means they only need their 50 plus the vice president. They do not need 60 votes to get over the filibuster. Because they can do that, they will not deal with the Republicans. They'll pass this, and it'll be the last thing that Joe Biden passes as president. They will not be able to use reconciliation again. And so I think he's going to push as much of his agenda in that that bill. There's a lot of things in there that are not infrastructure. There are a lot of things in there that are signature liberal social programs, and he's going to ram that through the Senate like he rammed through his almost $2 trillion stimulus bill. So he'll spend about $4 trillion here in the first 150 days of his administration. And I think that'll be all he'll get done in 4 years legislatively.
Former U.S. Senator George Lemieux. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at George_Lemieux. George, thanks so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Great.